AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At day one of Donald Trump's hush money trial, hours of pretrial motions, dozens of prospective jurors excused after saying they couldn't be fair or impartial, and none picked. The AP's Mike Sisick was there.
For jury selection, it wasn't the same Donald Trump we're used to on the campaign trail or even in the courtroom. The former president was subdued. He looked weary at times and said very few words. He answered yes when the judge asked if he understood that if he spoke out, he could be removed from the trial and lose his right to be there.
Jury selection resumes Tuesday. Monday's other major story, the prospect of an Israeli response to Iran's missile and drone barrage. Sagar Magani has developments.
Israel's defense chief says it's considering the next step, but says there will be a response without giving details. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby won't say if the U.S. has gotten or expects a heads up.
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
Israel is under heavy international pressure not to respond and further escalate the conflict. From Washington,
strength and wisdom need to be the same sides, the different sides of the same coin.
To London,
all sides must show restraint.
To Tehran itself, with Iran saying it does not want to escalate Mideast tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked freeways and bridges in Illinois, California, New York, and the Pacific Northwest, temporarily shutting down travel into Chicago O'Hare International Airport. House Speaker Mike Johnson's pushing toward action this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, unveiling an elaborate plan to break the package into separate votes to squeeze through political divides. And the Supreme Court's allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits proceed. This is AP News. The history of coffee.
Researchers looking for ways to protect coffee plants have been able to trace back their ancient history. Ah, that morning cup of joe. Researchers say the most common type of coffee used, Arabica, is 600,000 years old, stemming from the natural crossbreeding of two other species. They were able to construct a family tree of sorts to better understand where coffee plants came from and how to better protect them from disease and climate change. These wild plants originated in Ethiopia, but the brewing process likely began in the 1400s in Yemen. The research is published in the journal Nature Genetics. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a birth being celebrated at Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay. A female orangutan, critically endangered, found in the wild only on the island of Borneo. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.